Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
If you have children in the house who've gone back to school over the last few weeks, then it's fairly likely that the homework is really beginning to ramp up around now. But how does homework impact academic achievement? What amount is just right for pupils who've, let's face it, they've already spent a full day in school? And we've had many discussions on this programme about whether children should have to bring any homework with them at home at all. And new research being published today tells us definitively that homework in maths and science does have benefits. Professor Andrew Parnell is director of the Hamilton Research Institute at Maynooth University, and Andrew conducted this research and is with us now to tell us about it. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for being with us. So, what is the key message from here, from this study that you did? Is it that a little bit is just right?
Yes. So it's a large study. It's about 4,000 students. And it's using the latest generation of AI techniques, which we co-developed for this very application, using students who are around 14 years old, so they're in second year. And it looks at how they perform on a maths and a science test. And what we found, I mean, something that's been found before, is that homework benefits the students in both maths and science, but it's a really small amount. It's about 1% over the course of the year. And that's pretty consistent across all the different types of students. But the thing we've really shown here, which hasn't really been looked at before, is the amount of homework that the students are doing and how often that they're doing it. Mm-hmm. The thing we found is that small benefit happens when you do about 15 minutes a day. And if you do more than that 15 minutes, you don't really get any extra benefit at all. So, I mean, the study we had, which I said, I think had about 4,000 students, about two-thirds of the students were doing more than 15 minutes, and about 20% of the students were saying they were doing more than an hour a day of maths and science homework, which is crazy, and they weren't getting the benefit from that. So, and the other thing we found... Sorry, go on.
15 minutes in each subject. That's the golden spot.
Yeah. If they did more than that, they didn't get any extra benefit.
Now, it was really interesting because you found out a lot of information about these students and about their teachers too. So tell us a little bit about the information that you gathered.
Yes, so this comes from one of the large-scale international education studies. It's called TIMSS, the Trends in International Mathematics and Science Study. Now, the data's from 2019. We don't have any more modern data than that. It doesn't come out until December. But yeah, there's about 4,000 students. They're about 14 years old. And the thing that's amazing about it is not only does it give them a test in maths and science so that we can see how well they do, but it collects loads of information about their background. So it we learn about a little bit about their home life, about their parents' backgrounds, and then they also give questionnaires to the schools, the teachers, and the principals as well. So we have a huge range of information on these, and the new techniques that we've developed allow us to kind of separate out what's the benefit from homework from what's the benefit from all of those other things that are going on in the background.
Mm-hmm. So the 1% comes solely from the 15 minutes of homework.
Yes. I mean, we know there are loads of other things in the background that affect how well students do. We know that students who are often absent perform worse. That's a previous study we've done. We know that students who are often hungry perform worse. We know that students whose parents have lower education levels tend to perform worse. But that 1% benefit of homework we found was really consistent across all of the different students. No matter really what your background was, what kind of school you were in, you got that kind of 1% background if you did that 15 minutes of homework and if you did it more or less every day. So it was every day for maths and about 3 or 4 times a week for mm-hmm. science.
See, the conventional wisdom is that if you spend a long time at the books, in your own time at home, you're going to do better. That's probably what we've all had drummed into us, isn't it? So how do you explain the 15 minutes being the optimal?
Yeah, I think that's a really, really great question. I mean, we didn't ask that, so I kind of veer into my own experience rather than looking at the data. For me, when I've got a really hard math problem to solve, I'll work on it for a little while and I'll get stuck. I get stuck very often. And then I often find just stepping away from it. I don't know, going for a walk, cleaning the bathroom, doing whatever it is you do. And your brain kind of works on it, carries on in the background, solving it. And I think, again, when you're asleep, you're still kind of absorbing that information. So my view is, especially in maths, just doing a little bit, getting used to being stuck and being on a problem you can't really, really solve, is kind of helpful for if you just do a little bit of it and then step away and let your brain kind of think about it in the background and then come back to it the next day and you might make a little more progress.
I'm sure the 14-year-olds won't object to doing 15 minutes in every subject. What about the teachers and the parents, though? They're the ones that really need to be convinced.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is why we do this with data. We've got a large amount of students here. We've got a large amount of data. And really, we have to do this using these techniques. I mean, we all have our own anecdotes. I was really hoping when we started this study that we'd find that homework was no benefit at all. I'd love that. But unfortunately, that's not what we found. We have to be led by the data. We have to be led by the information here to make good policy decisions. So I realise for some people this will be good news, for other people it might be less good news, but it's just following the data. And we've made all of this open access, our papers available to read by anybody, our software that we wrote to go with this is open access, so anybody with a little bit of data science training could apply this elsewhere. So we want this to be kind of taken on board, not just in this study, but in lots of different places. Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are students you've looked at who are heading into their junior cert, and the stakes get much higher then later on in the cycle when they're heading towards leaving cert. So maybe that might be the next project, to see what the benefit is in, you know, heading into that period of their lives. Or can you extrapolate that the 1% benefit will be there too?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I would be very hesitant of extrapolating beyond these students. I mean, the reason they can kind of do this study now is because it's a relatively low stakes period of their education. I'd love to be able to do this for leaving cert students. My guess, and it's purely a guess, is that 1% goes up as you go through. As people become more self-directed in their learning, it's probably a bigger effect as you get older. But I'd be really interested in doing this on primary school students as well. I'd be really interested to know whether that makes a huge difference. Now, the TIMSS data that we looked at actually does have some data on younger students as well, so we'd certainly love to do that. And then I'm really interested in the extremes. So how do we help the really brilliant students who are absolutely amazing and look at the opposite end? How do we look at the really the students who are really struggling? How can we possibly help those the best as well? So there's loads more to do on this. It's a really exciting area.
Yeah, so there's a lot of work to do. But given what you've found now, the message to teachers might be just don't pile on the work.
I hope so, yes. I mean, we've 15 minutes a day in maths every day, 5 days a week, and 15 minutes a day in science, maybe 3 to 4 times a week. That was the golden amount. If you spend much more than that, we can't see from this data study much more of a benefit to their performance.
Andrew,
so hopefully people can take that on board.
Absolutely. Andrew, thank you so much. Professor Andrew Parnell there, Director of the Hamilton Research Institute at Maynooth University. 15 minutes in each subject. There's a message to take home now this afternoon. Philip Ryan is going to be with us next. Election speculation continues as the Dáil returns from summer recess.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.